Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for April 23rd, 2024. So we had rates reprieve just a little bit. On the 30-year fix, it went down 0.01. On everything else, basically the markets are flat. I don't care about that. That's actually good news because it's hard to figure out, okay, if I pre-approve somebody and then by Monday rates went up 0.25%, are they still pre-approved? So that's what you really need to focus in on a daily basis is what the heck's going on with mortgage rates and you're Kim to the right channel. That's exactly what we do here on a daily basis. So today we're going to talk about the news that's affecting the markets right now. We go over to that and it's kind of a little bit shocking, I'll say it that way. We're starting to see manufacturing starting to retreat. We haven't seen the retreation. That's not good English. We haven't saw a pullback in employment numbers yet, but manufacturing numbers are starting to come back down. And this had a complete reversal with the bond market just about 5 minutes ago when a lot of this data just came out. I'll show you that here in a second. So right through here, you have the manufacturing numbers. Last reading was just shy of 52. They figured it'd come in at 52. It came in at 49, a drop in the manufacturing sector. Servicing sector went from 51 to 50. Okay, that's not that big of a surprise. Here's the number. People continue to buy homes, folks. Previous reading of new home sales went from 63. It was supposed to go up just a tad to 668. It went to 693, a huge uptick. As soon as this took place, the bond market switched a little bit. So let's go over to the mainstream data, what's going on right now. You have the Dow Jones up, S&P up, NASDAQ up. That's actually good news for the economy, but let's check over to the oil prices. What's oil doing? You guys might want to say, Dan, why do you watch oil? Well, oil is a huge piece of the inflation puzzle. So we had it retrieve a little bit. Let's go back and take a deep dive into this. Look where this has been over the last, well, let's just go to the last 5 days. Look at where oil prices were. They were at about $90 a barrel. They're $81 right now. A nice reversal there. What's the markets reacting to today? Well, the company's profits keep coming in higher and higher and higher. That's good news for the economy, kind of, but it's bad news for all of us that are looking to maybe buy houses and things like that, because why? The Federal Reserve has no reason to really pivot right now. The data was coming in really good for a while, then all of a sudden it turned. Why? Well, this is a lot what's happening. Spotify. Profits beat revenues, and everything's good there. Pepsi, revenues beats. JetBlue, it plummets a little bit, and then you go down through here. GE Aerospace profits forecast amid strong sales. Look at it. It's just sales. Marlboro beats on sales. What's happening is companies are coming in with their earnings report, and this was a big question mark. Earnings reports are keep beating. Why? How are they beating? Well, these companies are raising prices and you and I keep spending. We keep buying them. So why should these companies basically turn around and say, okay, we're going to stop prices? So this isn't me, folks. This is what's happening. If you could see revenue beats, you know, revenue amid price hikes beats. Aerospace, their profits are, you know, beats. Marlboro beats. You can see that. It's not me making this stuff up. So now let's go to home prices and home inventory. So here's the inventory readings we have. A lot of people say this is farce. There's no housing inventory shortage. Well, you guys make up your mind. What I want you guys to focus in on is what is your area doing? And I'm going to give you the data to find out exactly that. But overall, here's what the markets are looking like right now. Here's inventory. Basically stagnant. You know, I think last year, right through here, we had the bottom June of 20, right through here. Okay, and now here's where we were. So look at just back in 2017, 18, 19, 20. There's much more of an inventory than we have today. So what's going on with prices, though? Well, go over to here, the Case-Shiller Index. Now, what you need to focus in on is some people use data that's showing a complete reversal in house prices. But that data represents basically homes that have sold. Why did they sell? Did the people have to sell? Did they sell at a discount? Did they make so much money on their house? They're like, we really don't care. We're just going to sell it, take the first bid and get out of this thing. But if you really look at house prices nationally, here's what you're seeing. Over the last, 20 years, you have house prices. This is what they're doing. And just recently, here's where we've been too. So yes, January of 2023, here's where we are. And prices continue to go up and up and up. We're basically equivalent to where we were back at this time right here, June of 2022. So they went down a little bit from there and then they came right back up and they're stagnant right now because I really think of house prices and mortgage rates. So how do you find out what your market is doing? Well, go to Altos Research. We have the link down below. In here, what you're going to do is put the zip code that you're looking to buy. Here's what's going to pop up. Our office is in Naperville, Illinois. So this gives you the market data for us right through here. You're going to see the median home price. You're going to see median price listing all the way down through. Here's what I focus in on. I focus in on the number, the slight seller advantage that you're seeing here. Let me put myself back on the screen right through here. This is going to tell you if you're in a seller's market or not. And then here's the data that I look at. I don't look at, you know, I'm not buying a $1.4 million home, so I'm not looking at some of this stuff. I go right down to the bottom and look at here. So if I'm looking for a $570,000 house or less, how much inventory do I have to look at? Well, let's move me across the stream. Ooh, that's magic. And you can see right over there. If you look, new houses, how many new listings were there? 3. How many got absorbed? 4. That means as soon as they come on the market, they're going. How does that proven? Look at the days on market, DOM. It's 7 days. So you have lower inventory still. You have people buying and prices. There's just no inventory out there for sale. You saw it right here in Naperville, and you saw it right through here in the Case-Shiller Index. I'm sorry, the inventory. Case-Shiller Index is showing house prices keep going up. So what's going to go on? Please do your research in your area to see what your market's doing. You might be in a good seller's market or a good buyer's market. I just give you all the data tools to put right in your hand. How's the markets reacting to the data that we have today? Actually, pretty good. This completely took a big turn this morning once the pending sales, home sales came in. And right through here, look at how the bond, the 10-year treasury, you can't see it. If you squint, we were up here this morning and it dropped all the way down here as soon as the data came in. Same thing with the MBS market. We had it plunge. It was up about 20. It's now down, or it was down 20. It is now up 16. So we're going to get some price reductions on mortgage rates right now. How do you read this, or how am I figuring that out? We follow the mortgage bond market. Okay, that's how we figure out what the heck's going on with mortgage rates. We follow what's called the MBS, mortgage-backed securities. All you need to know is this. Here's the price of the bond. Okay, how bonds work. If the price goes down, yields or rates go up. So if the price goes up, yields or rates come down. We're up 18 or 17 right now. You're seeing that live. We're up 17. So we might get a little bit of a reprieve on rates, maybe down 0.05 or 0.03 or whatever. So we should be at 7.4. If the rally continues, maybe we'll get to 7.35 by the end of today. So if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I would love, my market looks like a good market. I'm in a good position to buy. I plan on being there for 5 years or more. What can I reach out to you guys for some help? Absolutely. I'm actually a mortgage broker. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you. How do you do that? Well, two ways. We have two functions on our website. One is the grant finder. If you're out there and you're like, hey, I could use some free money right now, well, hit the grant finder. It's going to click it. You're going to fill out just some information. It's going to take you probably 2 minutes to do this to see if you're going to qualify for grants all the way up to 10 grand. Okay. But if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, I just need some help. I didn't qualify for any of those, but I really need you guys' help. What can I do? Well, all you need to do is click the Apply Now tab. Folks, we've been a little understaffed over the last 2 weeks because of spring break. We are full force right now. So if you haven't heard from us, you put in an application, you're waiting for that consultation call, don't wait anymore. Just call us. We'd love to help and work with you today. So how do you do that? We'll just go to the bottom of the rateupdate.com website. And you're going to find our phone number as well as our email address. So please give us a call at 844-775-5626. If you put in your application or not, or you're trying to wait for a consultation, don't wait a week or two for that consultation, guys. Please just give us a call or email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. I hope you learned something about the values in your area. That's all that really is concerned. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.